Wilson, what can I do for you?
Hello, who am I seeing at?
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, can you hear me?
Hello? Yes, I can hear you.
Hey, this is Joseph. What can I do for you?
And what's your position?
I'm the senior manager over here.
Okay. All right,
yes.
Good. So you guys were working on a project for me. The name is Nation. The company name is Mandela.
All right. Just give me one moment. Let me just go ahead and pull up your account for me, okay?
Okay.
Just give me one quick minute. How are you doing, by the way?
Not good, not good.
Not good? Oh, that doesn't sound good. All right, just give me one quick minute, okay?
Okay.
Yes, Nisha, what can I do for you?
Okay, so here's the thing. I spoke with the project manager because this is just not going to work. Because you guys create a website for me, and for some reason, on Saturdays and Sundays, the website doesn't work. I have pictures of the actual date because I have to make sure I take a screenshot with the date and everything. So it's like I'm paying for a website that doesn't work. And I did pay you guys for marketing. Nothing hasn't started yet. And now I'm telling him that I need my refund because I'm just not going to go through this again. And he's telling me that I'm going to get 50% back.
Okay. All right. So your main concern was that you are one of our good clients that I can see that you have invested a lot with us. All right. And your project has been live, and it's on Mandela.com.
Right.
Can you just give me 1 minute so I can open the website for you, Nisha? All right, and the website is built on WordPress, correct?
Right.
Okay. All right, okay. Well, I can see the website is live on Mandela.com.
Right, it's live now. I can.
Okay.
Yeah, it's live now, but I can send you my pictures again in your email showing you every single weekend. It doesn't work. Because I even spoke with Sam Jones and sent him picture like every weekend. It won't load nothing. I'm like, what am I paying for? If it doesn't work on weekend, what is this that I'm paying for? Why does it only work on Monday through Friday? I understand it happened one time, but why is it every single weekend since the website went live?
Got it. Well, it might be an issue in the host, all right, but I can go ahead and give you a certain answer on that. But, of course, yes, it does happen some of the times that it, you know, reflects out or it takes a little bit of time to load or something like that might have happened because it's, you know, a digital zone, all right? It can happen to anyone. So, yes, I do understand that. So the main concern that you have brought up for me on this call is to have a refund, correct?
Yes, because I'm not going to keep going through this every single weekend because what happens if I have customers going on my website on weekends? Nothing's going to work.
Mm-hmm.
Ridiculous.
And
on top of that, with the marketing, right? I just don't know what's going on with the team, with the people that's working with my project. I just don't understand them because they were supposed to post stuff last week and send me a video of how to do something on the website. Up to now, I still haven't gotten it. So it's like problems here and here and here and there.
Mm-hmm. Got it. All right, okay. Well, I do understand that you're really upset, that you're really mad, and you're not happy at all. All right? And you have requested for a refund, and I suppose that you have initiated two of the disputes as well, correct?
Right.
Okay, well, have you disputed all of the amount, or have you disputed just
Yes,
two more?
I disputed every single thing because I'm pissed at the moment where I've been calling you guys since 12 because I know you guys are in a different time zone, but for some reason, you guys don't choose to get back to me until now. It's now 5 my time, and I'm pretty sure you guys didn't just get to work. And he knows that there's a problem going on with the website because I even texted him earlier today and he responded to me. So I don't get it. Why do I have to wait till all the way in the evening for him to adjust the problem and try to see what's going on?
And I do completely understand where you're coming from, Nisha. All right, if I were a customer, then, I would have been on the same way. I would have been, more fierce than you as of now. All right, I would have, swore. I would have, called them names and everything about that as well. All right, so, so as you have disputed all of the charges, all right, and we did. If I ask you one question, what do you think about the website itself? Like, what do you think about it? About the website that you saw when we were deploying it on the internet? Were you good with it?
No, because there's still stuff that needs to be fixed here and there and there. And because you guys are taking so long, I even went on it and tried to fix a few stuff by myself. And whatever, for some of the stuff there, I can't fix. And I, text them and say, can you send me a video on how to do this, how to do that? And they would text me back and say, yes, but up to now, I still haven't received it. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Absolutely. I got it. Understandable. And I do have one of your texts that you said that if you guys cannot go ahead and create my website on Shopify, then you would like
right.
to have a refund. And
right.
I
would go that route if somebody had got to me earlier. But why do you guys have to wait so long when you know there's a problem with a client site? That's what I'm trying to get at. So
well,
if I'm going to have to wait every single time when there is a problem, then no, I don't, because I already explained to him the last time when it happened. I said, okay, I'm going to give you guys one more chance, right? And if any more problem occur, I'm going to, because I don't know if you, I tell him straight up, if one more problem occur, I'm going to cancel everything. I make sure I tell him that. Because there's one problem after another, after another, after another, after another.
I got it. I truly do understand.
And you guys did the same thing to my husband because you guys create a website for him and you guys give him a dummy website live. You guys, I mean, I don't understand you guys. You guys don't even ask. Okay, so here, where you guys have the dummy stuff, we don't know much about website designing. You guys, we're paying you guys to design it, right? And you guys need to tell us what do we want to put here, and these are dummy stuff, so you guys can give us whatever you want to put here. You guys don't even tell us them. You guys just give us the site, and we got to be coming to you guys and asking you, why is this in this language, that language? It's just that so unprofessional.
Absolutely, absolutely. You're right at every point. All right, the way you're talking to me, then of course it does make all sense. All right. So what I could do is that you want it, and I'm pretty sure that you're really upset right now. You're really hyped. You're really pissed off at the moment. You could have swore on to me as well. All right. I do understand that. Okay. Because a human to a human, of course, we do get angry. We do get, fierce. We do get, we can shout. We can do whatever. All right, but I'm here to go and help you out. All right, and that is the reason you have called in. Is that correct?
I'm sorry, can you repeat? I didn't hear you. There was a bunch of noises out here.
I'm sorry about that. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
All right, okay. Well, I was saying that the reason for your call is to have my help, and I am here to go and help you out as much as I can. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right, okay. Well, let's just go ahead and first just settle everything down, all right? I don't want you to be angry. I don't want you to be sad. I know that you are right now, but just you and me working together, all right? I don't want you to be angry anymore. Can we do that?
Okay.
All right, okay. Well, that's good. Thank you so much for your cooperation. All right, okay. So the design of the site that we have created for you that is in yellow and green and has a banner and some pictures and the products as well, all right? And you said that you wanted it on a Shopify site, correct?
But the thing is, you guys gonna put it on the Shopify site, and then because you guys use WordPress, for some reason, it's pretty much hard to edit anything there, and you guys won't be providing me with videos to do this and
Why
do
not?
that. So I'm not, I don't,
Why? Well, why
as I
not?
tell, yeah, but that's the thing. As I tell you, I keep asking them for videos. Like, if you look on the homepage right now, right? Right where you see those little four, I think there's like four square box right there. For some reason, I wasn't able to change
Boxes?
pictures. Right. For some reason, I wasn't able to change boxes, right? So I asked them to send me a video on how to change the pictures right there. They said they're going to send it to me. Up to now, they haven't sent me anything.
Okay. I got it. I got it. And completely understandable at every point. All right. So you said that you will be, you and I have to work together, all right? You and I have to go ahead, you know, talk to each other in order to go ahead and get a solution, all right? I don't want you to be upset because you are my valuable client, all right? And if you're getting upset, then, of course, I will be upset as well from my end, from myself, all right? So you're needing it. What you need right now is that you want this website. This is your business, all right? This is your brand, Mandela.com. Is not just a website. It's a brand of yours, all right? And it will help you to bring more bread and butter to the table. And I'm pretty sure that you are a hard-earning woman. Is that right?
Yes.
All right, and I do understand that. Why? Because you value money and you value yourself as well. All right, and I value you over here. All right? This whole refund thing or this whole money thing, that doesn't bother me. All right, my clients bothers me. Like, yeah, my clients are my first concern. So I always go ahead and make sure that, you know, if there's an upset client, I go ahead and make sure that even if I have to go ahead and fly to them, I fly to them. All right, even if I have to go ahead and make sure that, you know, they're all good, they're relaxed, I go ahead and, you know, make sure whatever I have to do, I have to do. All right, and you would do the same for your clients as well, correct?
Yes.
All right, so I'm pretty sure that you're relaxed right now, all right? Are we? Are we a little relaxed?
Yeah, I'm relaxed. Yeah, I'm relaxed.
All right, okay. Well, that's good. That's good. All right, okay. So the boxes that you're selling me, like, hey, four boxes that has the botanical body oil, probiotic cleansing bars, accessories, and the last one has a dummy heading on it. All right, that's the one that you were trying to change?
Yeah, I was trying to change the pictures right there.
Okay, and are you familiar with more? Are you more familiar with Word, Shopify or WordPress?
I'm more familiar with Shopify.
You're more familiar with Shopify?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So you know how to go ahead and control and change everything on that as well?
Yes.
Okay. Well, then that's good. That's brilliant. I can go ahead and ship the whole website over to Shopify. Do you have an account with them?
Created my account last night.
You created your account last night. And did you went with the basic plan of theirs for $19?
No, I went to the next plan above the basic.
Like, how much was that? I think it's $32.
Somewhere around there.
All right. Well, I do, just to let you know, I do value you. All right, Nisha, you came up to the call for me. All right, I do value you. All right, just understand this. On this call, you are the most valued person. All right, not me. Okay?
Okay.
So that would be like the basic plan comes up like $25 per month, and the Shopify small business comes at like $65 per month. Is that the one that you went with?
I don't even remember. All I know is I think there was like three plans, and I select the middle one.
Oh, the middle one. Okay. All right. Well, is there a way, Nisha, that you can provide me with an access that I can, you know, move the whole website over to your Shopify account? Is there a way that you can?
I won't be able to do that right now because I'm at work right now.
Oh, okay. So you're angry at work.
And one more thing. So yes. When you guys move that over to Spotify, is it going to be WordPress?
No, no.
Because WordPress is pretty hard to do anything on. It's like the world.
Uh-huh. Well, I do understand.
You move
well,
oneself, everything is ruined.
Yes. Well, WordPress is kind of hard for the beginners. I am pretty sure that you're a beginner yourself. All right. Well, when you get to learn it, that is the most easiest platform, better than Shopify itself. That is the reason we always recommend WordPress over Shopify. All right. So, you know, because Shopify does charge you on monthly but doesn't give you the authority for the website itself, while WordPress gives you the full authority, like it's on your name. All right. Well, Shopify keeps the website on their name, and, you know, it goes on like that. But I would be more than happy to go ahead and ship the whole website over to Shopify for you if you want to. All right. I can surely go ahead and do that within a nick of time.
Okay. And with doing that, since I paid you guys for hosting, I should be receiving back my hosting refund.
You can keep your hosting. Not a problem. All right. Because Shopify does use its own hosting servers. You can keep and, you know,
No, I'm saying I paid you guys for hosting because I was doing hosting with you guys.
Yes, you will
and
be getting the
refund it's garbage.
For hosting.
Okay.
Yes, you will be getting the refund for the hosting. All right, and what we'll do, and when will you get free, Nisha? Can you give me a time that you'll be free from the office?
By the time I get home, I'm pretty sure you guys are going to be home already.
No, I'll wait for you.
Oh, no, trust me, because I leave work at 11. You guys going to be home by then.
You can trust on me. All right? I won't be leaving until you get home, and then we can go and resolve this for you. Because, as I said, you're the most valued person right now on this call. So you'll be getting by home by 11, you said?
Yes.
All right. And when will you be able to get free and talk?
What I'll do is I'll try to see if my to get my husband to take a picture of the password and stuff and see if I could send it to you guys in, like, maybe within the next 3 hours.
3 hours? Are you...
Yes.
Okay. Well, are you available over WhatsApp? Or any other form of communication that we can go ahead and communicate on?
If I'm available on what?
Are you available over WhatsApp?
I don't even know what that is.
Oh, there's a communication app like Facebook and there's a WhatsApp?
No, I'm not. I don't have that.
Okay, no problem. I do have your phone number. I do have your email. All right, let's just go ahead and communicate over there. You can just send it over to me, okay? And you said 3 hours?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'll wait for your email. And let me just go and first send out an email from my site. Do you have my email with you? Okay. And then you can reply me on the same email. Is that okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay. So, well. Yes, go ahead.
And one more thing. I'm pretty sure you can see everything that I pay for. When you didn't mention anything about the other stuff.
Yeah, well, let me just go ahead and pull that up for you, okay? Just give me one quick minute, Nisha. All right, well, the first payment that you made, just give me one second. Oops. Okay. All right, that was for the drop shipping for $11.50, correct?
The drop shipping was not the first thing I paid for. The website is the first thing I paid for.
But
I did pay for drop shipping.
Yes, and you did pay $11.50 on that, I suppose. That was for 17th of April you paid $5.50, and then you paid on 20th of April remaining $600.
Oh, and that's the next thing. With the drop shipping, the guy that I spoke with before, who was handling my case before, which is Speed. I don't know why you guys transferred me to this time, guys, because he's just, I don't know what's his deal. But anyway, when I did the initial payment, he told me that he will help me by choosing products and you guys set up the job shipping, and that was it. And not to mention, you guys went ahead and set it up and put your guys' emails and stuff. I mean, I don't even understand. You creating stuff for a client, then you're going to use your email and phone number and stuff. Everything should be under my information.
Absolutely.
And up to now,
be.
you guys haven't helped me to choose any product or nothing. And you told me that you was going to help me choose products that was popular and stuff. But I guess mine get changed after you made your payments.
Oh, no. Well, it happens, you know. It never happens. Not under my watch. All right. So, yes. So that was the one thing. All right, let me just go ahead and check on the other one. That was for the marketing, I suppose, for $16.99 that you made on 25th of May.
Right.
Okay. And let me check one more.
I think the marketing was the last thing that I paid for.
Yes. Yes, I suppose, yes. That's the marketing that you paid for the last for $16.99. All right. So for the drop shipping and the marketing is what for the hosting, let me check. Just give me one quick minute. What I see on my end is that you paid for on 17th, you paid for the dropshipping $5.50 first, and then it was paid for $600 later on 28th, and then it was paid for the marketing on 25th of May. I suppose that the hosting was included. Hosting was included within the dropshipping and the hosting, of course.
Yes, the dropshipping and the hosting was one payment.
Yes, got it. I got it now. It makes sense. I got it. Okay. So what can you do for me, Nisha, is that you can please provide me with the information for the Shopify access, all right, so I can happily move the site over there for you, all right? And the hosting payment will be sending out to you, you know, within 24 to 48 hours of time, it will be in your bank account.
Okay.
All right. Is that okay?
I guess that's okay.
And that's fine with you? Everything is all good? I just want you to, you know, be satisfied and have a little smile. Not too much smile, a little smile on your face, all right? So I can, you know, be at peace. I know that you're really, really, really pissed off.
So when you guys put my website over to Shopify, which it is not complete, right? So who's going to be making sure? You're going to make sure? Because please do not give me back. Do not give that guy Sam. I do not want to have anything to do with that guy.
Okay. All right. So what I'll do is if you want, I can have another project manager who's a senior who can go and look for you on that, or I can be the one who can, you know, handle it out for you. Whatever you choose, all right? It completely depends on you. What do you want?
The first guy was fine. I think his name was Peter.
Okay. I got it.
But do not have Sam get in contact. Last time I told him not to get in contact with me, and he's still texting my phone.
Okay.
I just don't want to have anything to do with him anymore.
I'll make sure that, you know, he's not contacting you anymore. Okay? That's a promise.
Okay.
All right.
And the marketing, no. So you didn't mention that you guys are going to give me my refund for marketing.
Okay. Well.
So are you guys going to be doing the marketing for Shopify and I won't be having any problems and I
you will
won't
not
get
be.
My calendar because I still haven't got anything?
Well, for the marketing, of course, I will be the one because I'm the head of marketing over here as well. So, yes, I can go ahead and take care of that for you on personal. All right. You don't have to worry about it. For Shopify, I'll go ahead and take care of it for you. Content calendars, I created myself. I created it for you. I'll send it off to you. And then if there's any kind of changes, you can go ahead and let me know.
Okay.
All right.
I hope we don't have any more problems.
we won't be having any kind of problem, Nisha. That's a promise over to you.
Okay.
Is that okay?
And as you guys, I'm just making sure I'm clarifying everything, because I don't want to have to go through this again.
Okay. Absolutely. Absolutely. Go ahead, please.
And with the job shifting, will there be someone like the guy told me before that's going to help me select products that are popular or will get sell?
Yes, I do have one of the experts for the dropshippers who will guide you throughout with it, okay? And you don't even have to worry about it 1 inch, okay?
Okay.
All right?
All right, that's it then.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time, Nisha. I really do appreciate it. All right. You have a really blessed day ahead, and I'll be I'll be waiting for your email. Let me just go ahead and send out an email to you first, all right? And then you can just go and reply me on my email with the ID and the password so I can have one of my team access it, okay? And then we can just go and start moving the website to you.
All
and
right.
The rest of the amount, well, we will be doing that for you, okay? All right?
Okay.
So I'll just be refunding you the hosting amount for you. So can you do me one quick favor? If you have disputed or told the bank to dispute all of the amounts, can you do me one favor and cancel it out?
Yeah. Let's get to that part now.
Okay.
I'm gonna be honest with you. The last time I called and have the bank cancel all them, I won't be calling them to cancel anything until I actually see what you promised me is actually done. Because I'm not gonna be canceling and then calling them back to get them disputed again. No, I'm not going to be going through it.
Absolutely.
Because at the moment, I don't have not even 1% trust in you guys at all.
Got it. Completely understandable. I will win your trust back, all right, and I will have you as one of the happiest clients, all right, you'll ever be.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
All right. All right.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time. And I'll send you an email, okay? And you can just, confirm me with that.